Saga of the Change is an actual play podcast using the World of Darkness system about survival in a magical, post-apocalyptic world, and therefore may contain language and material not suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
Is River able to make this roll through Olathe's perception?
Sure.
Okay. It's River or Olathe zeros out because you said it was diff eight, right?
Mm-hmm. Olathe is probably focused primarily on the spirits of her ancestors blowing through the trees.
Probably.
I believe River was.
Since she can now see and hear those as well.
Yes. Are they speaking more directly to Olathe now?
A little vaguely, but yes. Basically, they're telling you there's something you need to see over here. Come this way.
Okay.
Okay. Anybody other than River?
I was waiting for River. Did River go?
Yes.
Oh, gotcha. I got two successes.
Sorry, I typed it.
Okay. Examining the swirling mass of spirits around the center of the island, there are two most obvious types. River is able to pick one out. Astoria is able to pick out both. Shattered Hearts, that's heart with an H-A-R-T. And Rotwalkers. The hearts are the ones that River catches. Astoria catches both. Shattered Hearts look like a stag spirit with a grossly over-exaggerated muscle structure, closer to like a bull than a stag should have. But it is like perpetually covered in oil and is like smoking. Astoria, and I guess River as well, would know that they are a wormish spirit that typically prowls the Umbra, can manifest in the real world occasionally. They are hyper-violent and are even like actively bullying the other spirits that are around them. And they are drawn to areas that were once like pristine and protected by spirits of Gaia that have since been desecrated. Rotwalkers are similar but different. They kind of have a vaguely humanoid shape that doesn't seem to stick very well. As if they want to be in a physical form, but aren't, and therefore it's uncomfortable for them. They are spirits of decay. Not death, but the corruption and rot that comes behind it. They have a tendency to take control of corpses if given the opportunity. And then use those corpses to carry out wormishness, attack people, destroy things. You do not see any obvious signs of that, but they have been drawn here, probably deliberately, by the creature that you killed, as were the Shattered Hearts.
And
the like black shrouding that was making it difficult to see things on this island originated from the Shattered Hearts. That is a thing that they do.
Well, unless you can dispel them, this is going to be a fight for sure.
Yeah, those other ones.
I'll say, do you recognize that one? I recognize the hearts, but.
Yeah, the Rotwalkers, they're, They can control the dead? Why, like, corpses? So we'll have to be careful to make sure that things are completely consumed when we kill them. So that they can't be utilized.
Huh?
The hearts are super violent also. We're going to have an uphill battle trying to force them away, Chase. But we might be able to. It will be force, though.
Yeah, my greedy mind is already trying to spin some version of it where I possess it and then willingly allow myself slash it to be bound into a fetish and then just kind of leave it stuck there. But I feel like that probably doesn't work somewhere along the path there.
They can break out of fetishes as well, eventually.
Yeah.
There's, Ben, there's several of them, right?
Yes.
And there's, I think, more than would be feasible to do that, too.
Is there anything important over there? What are they swirling around?
Probably.
There's something they're specifically hiding, so probably.
Do you think they'd be there if there wasn't something important there?
Well, more it's the question of, I suppose, is it important to us? Or do you think it's the source of the corruption here?
They look super evil, right?
The whirlwind of ghosts? Sure, yeah.
Yeah, like, that just looks super evil, and I think we're kind of in the business of trying to clean that up in our immediate vicinity now.
Are we trying to avoid collateral damage to whatever they're surrounding?
I think we want to make sure that we're able to investigate what it is, to make sure it's not some weird mound of nonsense that actually just needs to be powdered and then it'll turbo poison the river forever.
Fine then. Let's go. Let's consider a different route. We're also packing a bunch of entropy. What if we just lie to them about who we are to such a level that, you know, we can just go in there unharmed?
That goes back to what I was saying about them being like super violent. I don't think that reasoning with them or lying to them is going to change the way that they interact with us.
Do we think they attack the not quite Hydra on a regular basis?
It doesn't appear so.
Do you want to try to be the Hydra?
We know what it looks like. We could mimic its energy to some degree, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh my god, are you really saying that we make a fucking false entropic signature and then, like, stitch that to a hologram and just walk up and put on our best Wizard of Oz impersonation?
I'm just throwing out more saying this
shit. We need Wormish energy. The rings, I've been hiding them, essentially, but we could just let that out. Or not let it out, obviously, but, like, let the energy out like I did last time. That kind of worked.
Like a flashlight?
Basically.
Like, if we want to avoid a fight, Trojan Horse did work for what it's worth. We just need to ride out the other side. I'm sure they'll get mad when we try to disappear with whatever it is they are protecting.
What I need to get at here is that we do kind of want these things to not be alive, right?
Specifically, yes. Or like gone back into the deep umber where they belong.
I fucking looked it up last session. We're like a 4.5-hour bike ride from home.
this isn't that far away from us. And whatever that is that's going on is probably going to continue to be not great for this area, which leads to not great outcomes for us later when they've had a year to rebuild and come kick our asses for what we did a year ago.
I just wanted to put it out there.
Yeah, no, good suggestion.
This is a reasonable response. With that case, how do you all feel about Gale Force Wind shredding them into nothingness? From over here.
I feel like the combination of magic needed to do that, because they are like entirely in the spirit world.
I mean, if they're protecting something spiritual, that might still be good, though. That could be collateral damage. We don't really know what they're barricading. They could very well be trying to keep something in as much as trying to keep people out.
We could leave that detail to fate.
Well, I doubt that they would be trying to keep something worse in. Although they may be trying to
Jesse's own doubt.
Time to strengthen.
There were wild spirits here once. It was a reserve, oh, right? God.
Right.
I mean, my answer to everything is going to be entropy-centric. Attach a little bit of whatever works out best for our objectives, energy, into fate, and then just Gale Force Prime and Forces Winds that can shred things even if it's in the spirit realm. It has a pattern that exists if it can harm us.
Okay. Give me your roll for that, Jesse.
Or did you? It's in the chat.
I'm into that. I'm into just Prime Forces Entropy slicing winds of spirit go fuck yourself with a little bit of luck woven in there to maybe not destroy the whatever they're protecting.
Well, specifically, if it's good for us, it should avoid it. And if it's bad for us, you know, collateral damage it. I'm sure most of our problems won't be solved by wind.
Yeah. You know, before we get into any of that, though, there is like a dude by the river as well. And we should maybe consider like talking to him.
Would it be beneficial to, and he points at his own head for a moment and then points or taps the nearest head to him.
It's a mind link.
I was skipping that in case he could hear us, but yeah.
I don't know if it...
Benji, how far away did you say he was?
It's only like 50-ish yards. He's not far.
Far enough that if we're not yelling our conversation, he's not really going to hear us, though.
Yeah, but we're wizards that can listen that far away.
Yeah, I mean...
there wouldn't be any other wizards.
Either he's a wizard and he gets why we would want to mind link before going and talking to a stranger, or he was already hostile to begin with, you know? We'll be all right.
Jesse zones back in. It pulls her earplugs out. Wind's thing might work.
I'm dabbing so hard in real life.
It like might pick a fucking fight, but like, I looked. It doesn't look that bad.
I mean, sounds good. Let's do that.
Gotta blow them all.
And...
Yo?
Sorry.
Ayo.
Still maybe talk to, the dude over there first?
That checks out as a good decision.
Because, you know, before we get involved in all of that, let's, you know, make sure that guy doesn't say, oh, hey, by the way, what they're guarding over there is blank, and, you know, you get the idea.
That's my son!
I mean, I didn't see anything big crazy come out when we pop it open, so...
Anyway, over the span of two rolls, that is going to be a total of six successes worth of established mind link.
What's the song?
The song is...
Baby Shark.
I'm gonna find one.
Oh, Baby God. Shark. Oh, now I'm going to have that stuck in my head. Oh, I'm yes. so mad at you. I'm so mad at you.
It is Men at Work's Down Under.
Amazing.
Okay. Is that the icon from the work, Down Under?
Yes.
Men at Work.
Wow.
got me fucked up.
So yeah, mind link established. Chase is gonna go around the circle with an earbud, make some eye contact, and once the mind link is accepted, you will begin hearing Down Under, 5 minute work. You cannot turn it off unless you have mind magic.
It's just been years since I've heard this song.
A good one. Oh, man.
For flavor purposes, can Jesse be last, and she would like to keep the earbud because she doesn't like the idea of the mind link working without it?
He usually takes it back at the end and puts it back in his ear.
When they're done... Jesse keeps that earbud until they're finished.
Sure, why not?
He tries to take it back and she just swats at his hand.
She's like, what are you doing? I need this.
The magic doesn't work on me unless I have this.
Yeah. It's psychosomatic, but yeah.
That's not how it works, but you do.
I love the idea of your paradigm conflicts so heavily you turn it off. It's not fair.
And then gonna start walking towards the weirdo.
Okay.
Damn.
As you walk towards the weirdo, I guess first question is, are you making any attempt to be quiet or just walking right up to this guy?
I mean, like, we can see him. He can definitely see us.
Okay.
Right? Does that make sense to everybody else?
Yeah. That was my impression. If that has changed...
Yeah, like, he's just there, and, like, we're just mm-hmm. here.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, no, like, if we have the drop on him, you know, like, take advantage of that, I guess, but...
Okay, yeah, just checking. So, yeah, as you walk up to this fella, he's a fairly small person, maybe like 5'4 or so. Kind of slim build, like receding hairline of black hair. Just like any short dude you might run into in an office anywhere.
But not a short king.
Not a short king, no. Wearing pretty nondescript clothes, like a gray hoodie, blue jeans, basic-ass sneakers. And he is kneeling at the edge of the water, just kind of seemingly casually dragging two fingertips back and forth through the water. And with all of you having spirit magic up, it's pretty abundantly obvious immediately that this guy is surrounded by many, many spirits.
I'm gonna go ahead and call out to him when we get an earshot at this point.
Say, is that good or bad?
I used to fish like that sometimes.
Noodling?
With your fingers? Yeah.
Phenomenal.
He does not look up or respond to you guys.
Hey man, are you hungry?
Not really.
All right. Are you pro or anti worm?
Perception alertness. No, perception awareness. Excuse me.
Can I activate life vision?
Sure.
I've already got spirit up, and I'm just going to do the mind to be able to tolerate multiple visions being up. I'm apparently going to use a river reroll on that. Thank you, 2 4s and 2 1s.
Is this for hidden magic?
No, because he's not making any effort to hide what he's doing.
And what did you say?
I didn't. Diff 7.
Diff 7.
1, 2. 4 suck.
And 3 for Samson.
For the activating life, and what was the... what was the other roll? Perception... Actually,
it's awareness, Diff 7.
So it's the same dice for both of them, so I don't... Okay... 1, 2, 3, 4 successes on that for Aletha.
Okay. There's life magic here, but not just life magic. I guess with spirit magic up, you can see the combination.
Mm-hmm. That's what I wanted.
Tell you quite clearly that this is a shifter. And Chase, when you ask him, are you pro or anti-worm? He kind of lifts his hand with a like scoop of the water in it and looks at you, tips the hand over to let the water run off, and as it runs off of his hand, it is purified. Does that answer your question?
Sure. Do you want to go kill those spirits and uncover the worm egg that they're probably guarding with us?
Do you remember what happened last? In the mind link, do you remember what happened last time we trusted a miscellaneous shifter outside of a worm-tainted area?
Yeah, that's why he's going to be up front this time.
It sounds like you all got betrayed.
Yeah, it was my bad. I'm sorry.
We almost got fed to a Nexus crawler.
Yeah.
It did not, as they said, spark joy.
Is that something of which you are capable, dispatching the spirits here? I was
probably
for, well, the rest of my family.
Certainly willing to try.
You know...
Who's your family?
There we go. While we're on the subject of incredibly blunt questions, you,
He kind of grins ever so slightly at the bluntness of the question. More like me.
What are you?
Can I roll for that, Ben? Given I can see both sides of him?
You can. At a diff 9.
I'll try it.
Is that how that works?
We're gonna find out.
What am I rolling?
Wits Enigmas.
Wits Enigmas, alright.
May I also roll that? Oh wait, no, I don't have life open.
Olathe probably would be willing to share that through the link, but I hadn't said that I already was, so... Come on, River.
Are you specifically pushing it through the link? Astoria's got some mind wards up.
I was saying Olathe probably could have, but I hadn't said I did, so I wasn't going to metagame it. But River will take 2 successes. Wait a minute. I missed a die. Yeah, 2 successes. And Olathe... Wits Enigmas is 4 dice for her. River ain't got a damn... Olathe ain't got a damn clue. River's got 2 successes.
That's hilarious.
River has the pool for this. That's why she has some of the merit she does.
Yeah. Jesse.
Jesse.
In lieu of answering your question, he kind of looks over everybody in the group, just kind of like making note of all of you, and then looks back at Jesse while still trailing his hand through the water. Have you run into anyone else out here?
Were you a frog?
Stop.
You actually get just a short laugh out of here. That's hilarious to ask anyone. You fucking frog, bro.
Jesse.
What? He asked.
Well, if you must know.
I must.
Not a frog.
You a bear?
A toad.
Oh, okay.
There is, you see, a difference.
Yeah.
And that is
You ain't gonna try to eat us, are you?
That is what River gives to Olathe. She's pretty sure this is a weretoad, but she's also pretty sure those are very extinct. So she's
yeah, well, so were bears.
That will be put to the mind link, not the so were bears.
Jesse will respond to so were bears.
I don't think out of character, bears weren't extinct. They were just very rare, correct, Ben?
They were like hunted down, weren't they? Yeah. I thought that was part of...
They were, but it's pretty widely known that, like, there's some of them out there. The were-toads are, like, some of the others. They're supposed to all be gone. Like, completely gone.
I believe bears' status in, like, the normal canon is that, as players, we would have cause to know that, like, meta-wise, it is known that, yes, they are... technically still extant in universe, but they are believed to be extinct, like the ones that we know to be actually extinct.
Yeah.
River's pretty sure that that's what he is, but is a little confused because they should be gone.
How long you been a toad?
This is... Jesus Christ, Jesse. Olathe visibly kind of slumps with and that does come through the link very clearly.
He gives her a pretty flat expression with one very slowly raised eyebrow.
I mean, my brother's only been a bear for less than a year. It's a valid question.
Jesse, you are tipping our hand immensely.
Jesse?
In the mind link.
I don't want to be mean to you. But you remember all those times that you didn't say as much in these conversations and bad things didn't happen to us.
Fine.
We had a good thing going there.
We had a good thing going there.
Incredible.
Not getting murdered on a regular basis. Chef's kiss.
Look, we're not saying it was an attempted murder, but we didn't die.
Regardless, Mr. Toad. We
Another
intend
small grin.
To attempt to cleanse those spirits. Is that something you would object to?
No, certainly not. I came here for two reasons, and removing this corruption from the river was one of them, and I believe dispatching those spirits would be the first step.
Okay.
You asked if I was a frog. So I take it you have encountered other. The word I believe you would use is Anurana.
The word we used was frog, to be perfectly honest.
Or pain in the ass.
I think I heard Astoria say that, but that's because she knows things. Yeah, we killed them.
He looks a little sad. I see.
Well, they were feeding people to the worm.
A lot of choice.
Unfortunate. You see, I believe that I have had many thousands of years to continue to believe that I am the very last of my kind. Until some of your kind created these mockeries. And I have had some small degree of success in redeeming a few of them. And with any luck, might be able to restore my people. So while I understand that it was likely necessary for you to do as you did, I do regret it. Regardless, the spirits at hand, something you have experience with,
not them in particular, but resolving these sorts of problems, yes, we have quite a bit of experience with it.
Excellent. Well, I believe I may be of some small assistance on that matter. And in turn, I will linger here for some time, and I and my family might be able to save this river. He stands up from the river, kind of dusts his hands off, and tucks them into the pockets of his hoodie. Well, shall we?
Thomas, message ping.
How dare you message me?
I don't want to go down. I don't want to bark down the wrong tree.
To answer your question, I believe what Chase said had been done to the thing was that he dug everything it knew out of its mind, and then was asked, did you kill it? And his answer was more or less. So yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
the context that you're asking about has at least been implied, if not directly stated.
I'm going to go with the tap on a shoulder and sidebar for a moment. With my whole point of mind, can I not channel into a mind link? Is that something that's been going on?
Yeah, no, y'all mind linked up. You can just communicate.
Well, I mean, I'm not trying to advertise my theory.
Oh, you want to communicate directly to Chase only.
So,
is that...
This is something that has actually been explored in depth with this group before you were here. Mm-hmm. When Chase establishes a mind link, something that he has taught them in wizarding school is basically doing channel pings. Chase's mind links are fairly complex in that you are able to exclude or include as much information as you would like to as many or as few people as you would like to. So you get into the mind link, and once everybody's in, it would be a quick ping of like, this is to everybody, this is to these three people, this is to these two people, not getting a message, this is just to you, etc., all down the line to make sure that everybody is able to communicate with as many or as few people as they want at a time. So you wouldn't need to use mind magic. You could just say this is being put to Chase only.
That clarified, to Chase only, and expecting everyone else to be good role players about it. Any chance you can bring that frog back?
Probably not.
Well, if you wanted a bartering chip. That's kind of a...
Kill the spirits and let this guy do his thing, because he doesn't seem like he's likely to be somebody who will come help if we ask him, regardless of how he feels about us.
I mean, we're trying to pull, like, it has been stated as a mission objective to try and build any allies we can, right?
Yeah.
I know it'd be not an inconsiderate amount of effort.
We can go back and take a look to see if the guy's still there.
If you can...
After this? Like,
I assume you... Like, if you can squirrel him into a pocket so he doesn't get, what'd you say, eaten by things?
Oh, I mean, he's just in the Umbra.
But with the defenses of a potato?
Yeah. Gonna just send a quick mental image across the mind link to Tiernan in particular of dude just in fetal position drooling on the ground in the Umbra. Theoretically, I could fix that, but I don't imagine there's still that there to fix.
It'd be a long shot, but I think it'd be a quick way to make a very permanent sense of an ally.
If we want to go back outside of town and into the Umbra there to get him, yeah.
Maybe it's worth a shot afterwards, if that's...
Yeah.
We should deal with this now in quick order then.
Yeah.
And then interject that. And if he's not there, at least... Even this guy will probably be able to see that we tried.
I just wasn't planning on telling him the specifics of why all his potential frog friends are dead.
Alternatively,
they're quite incriminating.
Oh, yeah. He doesn't need to know those parts.
Yeah, so...
Alternatively, we could probably eat a boatload of Paradox, but wind back time back over there until we save the other two also, but, you know, this one seems like the one that doesn't have us catching a wrinkle about it.
Let's get into that after we've figured out if we're going to survive this island.
Fair enough.
definite merit, but...
Worth considering, but...
Okay.
Yeah.
Back to the rest of the group, then. So... What are we thinking? A little bit of primal sharpness carried on the wind with a little bit of weather magic paired with some good old-fashioned luck to make sure that if it's something we need, it's preserved, and if it's something bad, it's destroyed over there. Who all's got those three things?
Depends on Ben's graciousness of I have been my point in saying the prime part was I can see them with the spirity weirdy work that's been done on me, so like theoretically I can just perceive them enough to blast them with prime wind.
Yeah,
what I can't intervene them, so
do we need in all of those?
Entropy, I think 3 prime 2 forces 2.
I have 2 of those. I only have prime 1.
You should be able but to participate in the ritual though.
Cool.
We are bypassing the spirit by using prime instead to just rip patterns in that space.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a dick move and will get us Paradox, but
it will, then, you know.
Probably.
I'm just like, I don't have the entropy, so
it's pretty much the only thing available to all to you that all of you can participate in to do this. Because you could use entropy or you could use spirit, but if you want it to be everybody casting the same bit, that's what you've got.
If we went with prime and forces, I think we could get everybody in, but it would not discriminate. If we cut it down to Chase, Jesse, and Tiernan, and Astoria. Does Astoria have forces?
She does not. Okay. She has. I could help if we just did prime and entropy. I can help if there is spirit and entropy and prime, but I do not have forces.
Okay, we're gonna have to have forces for it to be a wind that starts here and goes to them.
We could split the squad.
Yeah.
The people that can only do entropy, bless / curse the area with our intention, and the wind team just blast. It'd be 2 separate spells, but both applying to the same spot.
Is it in visual range, or is that going to be something that needs correspondence as well?
No, it's in visual range.
Okay.
While you guys are having this conversation, Mr. Toad, because he did not actually give you his name.
Given it's mental, how much time does he really have?
Enough. He walks past you guys and sits down in a meditative posture on the ground and appears to completely zone the fuck out.
I recognize that.
Hell yeah, brother.
Is that what I look like?
So, priority then, or rather assignment of work, Astoria, you don't know how to make wind blow. I knew that before I learned how to do the magic part. Work on blessing the area to shield anything important to us, and harm anything not important to us. And then I believe the rest of us can just all pile on Prime and Forces to work as much shred spirits apart into it as we need, yeah?
I would think a second person being on the entropy side to balance that out a little bit wouldn't be a bad thing. I'd offer myself on that part.
Cool. I didn't want to, you know, take the magic wind away from you since the magic wind was your idea, but if you're cool with swapping over to the blessing part, the rest of us can carry out that idea for you.
Just an idea.
I know if I had come up with magic wind, I would want to be the one doing the magic wind, but...
That does bring a slight question of, I hate to interrupt him when he just started meditating, but I assume his eyes are closed.
Yep.
Ah, cool. A light tap in the shoulder, and I didn't catch your name, but is there anything you might be able to, what was your plan on dealing with the spirits, I should ask?
Starters, my name is Nahuatl. Remember it?
Did you say remember it?
Yes.
Oh boy.
Like language?
All right, Naruto.
Mm-hmm.
Nahuatl?
Like the language?
Yep.
It is also I am putting a note on the pronunciation of that because I'm not going to try and spell it.
It is an Aztec name as well as a language.
I know that because a previous character I played.
I'm sure you do. And he like kind of cracks open one eye like, damn it, I have to teach this child. I intend to invoke the protection of the swamp. It will greatly weaken any spiritual being trapped within its radius. He glances briefly at the rest of the group and looks at you straight in the eye with a little bit more open of an eye. May I emphasize any spiritual being? And then closes his eyes and seems to go back to focusing.
I'm saying, before he gets his eyes fully closed, do you know what they're protecting in there?
I do not, but I would certainly like to know.
We can work with that.
I believe it to be the source of the corruption.
Wait.
I have a baby kid.
So, he's doing that right now?
And asking to...
This isn't the mind link.
...protected to some degree, yeah.
Doesn't that mean some of our weapons won't work? Didn't we just go over the fact that half of them are fucking possessed?
Ideally, no. We don't need the weapons if the enemy is weak enough to be blown away like confetti.
And also, we have shifted ourselves partially into the spirit realm, so...
Is it going to fuck with that?
We're not spirits.
He is.
Astoria looks over at Jessica. Maybe don't go in there?
Yeah, I guess. Wait. Isn't Taryn a spirit?
Yeah, he'll have to stay out too.
Okay, buddy. You and me.
To be clear, I think he just meant he's going to weaken everything here.
He's a spirit, I thought.
He said he's going to weaken all spirits.
in the radius, but depends on where he puts the radius. If we can have Jessica and Taryn not go into the radius.
My implication I got was everything in the area, including himself, was the implication at the end.
Oh.
I believe this whole island is about to be the area. I could be wrong. I'd love to be wrong. But I think we were just casually tasked with making sure he doesn't get ripped apart as well.
Maybe. We'll hope that you're wrong and plan for you to be right.
Yeah, aim your wind strong.
Yeah, just aim better.
Aim button?
Yeah.
Aim button?
With that note, does anyone have any additional things to change?
I think we're ready to start making wind. Maybe break some wind.
Say, Olathe probably will be putting herself closest, to some degree closest, to that fight. If these things come out after us, but yeah.
Do you want to go first, Benji?
Whichever group wants to roll first. Sounds like we had two different group rituals going here.
Is Jesse the only one with forces four?
I think so, yes.
If she starts the winds ritual, can we make it strong? Because that's what forces four specifically does, right?
Transition it to plasma wind?
I mean, fucking kinda, yeah.
Wait, okay, wait. Fucking who all is taking wind. Place in the...
Jesse's on Team Wind.
Olathe's on Team Wind.
It's Astoria and Tiernan on the Entropy, and everybody else on Team Wind.
Okay, then what I want to do won't work. Never mind. It's not ever. So say we have multiple core mages on one team. We could just make this even more accurately directed, but. We do not have that, so...
You just need one person with minimum forces 2, prime 2, and then throw in core if you want at core 2.
Oh, I don't have prime 2, I just have prime 1. Shit.
Yeah, realistically, you should only need forces 2 to create wind in the... Benji, how far away from these guys are we? Like, a couple hundred yards at most?
At most, yeah.
Yeah.
You should only need a lot closer than that.
Should only need forces 2 to blow wind that far, especially if we're going to keep up with our toady boy. And prime 2 for the damage, so realistically Chase can lead it, or Olathe can, or I think also
yeah.
Jessica probably could at this point.
Olathe probably will, but I have a question for Ben.
Mm-hmm.
From where we are,
mm-hmm.
like the path that, like the path directly between where the winds shifted and met,
mm-hmm.
did that go directly into the center of this group, mm-hmm. or come at it from the side?
Directly into the center.
Okay. If Olathe's leading this, Olathe will be directing it, the winds, directly down that path.
Additional bonus.
I mean, it was important enough for her to be pointed out to her by the ancestors.
As you guys are setting this up, Nahlatal stops being a small man and turns into a giant toad, like a giant man toad, looking not unlike this, to be perfectly honest, in Art Means Vibes, and kind of sits in that same posture, legs crossed in front of him, hands out to either side of him, and a sigil is burned into the ground underneath him, And those of you, I guess everybody, with spirit magic up, can see a cascade of what look like giant antlions in spirit form, circling out from around him and encompassing basically the entire center of the island in about a 50-meter radius all the way around him, because he has gotten much, much closer to the spirits. And there is a distinct screech of unhappiness from all the spirits that are in that circle. And Taryn and Jessica are far enough back to be unaffected.
Deal. Time to cast. That's
a hoodie.
I'm going to say, we are casting.
Patience would have been a good virtue for him, but, you know, we'll work with what we've got.
I ain't got it either, bud.
We know.
I put it into the chat that win team goes first, because I'm not letting us do this anymore.
Yeah. I had just finished rolling four success, because it was, four successes in the first roll. Because I know it's not higher than a diff 6.
I apologize. I use current effects chat.
That's why it wasn't respected.
Yep. I'll move this plot my damn self.
And I need to mark one off on a river sheet.
Okay. So four successes from Olathe, three from Chase.
10 total, yeah.
And
plus if Jessica's joining us.
Jessica is way back with Taryn, because something that fucks with spirits will hard fuck with her.
They turned my bones to ghosts.
Literally.
Yeah, she literally is mostly made of ghosts at this point.
I picked up on the context clues.
Okay, 10 successes. Is sufficient to raise basically a gale force wind in that direction of, call it flying shards of prime glass. That seems to pepper the spirits. And you start seeing individual spirits already weakened by, whatever the fuck Mr. Toadman just did. Start to get ripped into pieces by flying shards of prime. Some, but not all. But their efforts to retaliate and move in your direction and move in Frogman's direction are substantially limited by the gale force wind that's pushing them. Now what?
I think that's the entropy team's turn. Move this plot forward, my damn self.
I believe that is 3 successes. Successes of entropic powers not to fuck up or to fuck up things, whichever one works better for us over there. That is done with a good amount of chanting from at least the Tyrion side of it, and drawing Nordic runes into the ground with directional sigils in it, like for the island, some kind of mural of that.
Okay. And Astoria?
Astoria used 3 Quintin of willpower and got 3 successes. She is also chanting in Greek, however, and she has her book open. She's got one hand on her book, kind of like cradling it, and then the other hand kind of pointed out in the direction that she is going to as sort of a focusing space.
Okay, and you had 3 successes?
3.
Okay, so that is five successes of basically entropic targeting, call it.
Six, I think.
Or six. Was it six? Yes.
So three and three.
It would be six. Sorry, my bad. Because two quid. Sorry. Yeah, that does seem to amplify the effect of the prime slice and dice wind. And more of the spirits seem to get cut to pieces. It also starts to push back that black, inky fog that seemed to surround the center of the island. Behind it, you can see a mound about chest high of bones. Human, animal, otherwise, just a pile of bones. That seems to be at the center of the spirit mass.
Bring on the corpse monster, boss.
Oh boy, Hecate has acquired herself an ornament.
Nobody stopped casting nuclear wind.
Yeah.
The war on Christmas.
The war on Christmas continues.
What the conservatives are worried about.
It's our cat. Our cat is...
Our cat named after a pagan goddess. Yes, it is actually what they're worried about.
This isn't inaccurate.
She is the bane of Fox News. All right. So after a few minutes of that sustained effect... you've successfully raid canned this batch of spirits. Good old itch. Spirit be gone.
I'll keep putting successes into it.
Yep.
Fuck you.
And before too long, basically a minute or two of holding that is enough to ghost be gone the middle of this island. Leaving you seeing what looks an awful lot like a bird nest made out of bones, interlocking bones. And your toad friend kind of staggers to his feet, shifts back into his human form, and just kind of stands there looking over his shoulder like, well, you coming?
Before we do, is there any sort of rift in the area that would be letting other things through?
Not currently.
Okay.
It looks like there was one. You can kind of see the scar. If you had to guess, that creature was opening it to pull spirits here.
There ain't a call here, is there?
No.
Different.
Jesse doesn't know the difference. She just knows that those suck.
They do.
Well, Aletha's going to start heading that way. Again, following that path that he sent the wind down that the ancestors provided. Because you know what? It might have been that exact path on purpose. Why chance it?
You know, that's fair. I don't know that, so I'm going to follow the frog. Toad, I'm sorry. That's offensive.
Misspeciesing him?
You're muted.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, I am, in fact. All right, so... as you approach the mound of bones... what doing?
Checking the time, potentially?
Oh, no, you're good. We're good.
Is it a writhing pile of bones? Or is it a laying there pile of bones?
It is not moving. It is a stationary pile of bones.
Three successes to activate entropy. vision, I guess, or entropy sense, I guess, since Jesse's is more of a gut feeling.
Mm-hmm.
How bad is the gut feeling the closer we get to this thing? Jesse's worried about dying.
The gut feeling of like instant immediate danger is not high. However, the Ode to Worm is real fucking intense. That did not leave with the spirits.
Okay. So whatever is worm tainted is still tainting it up in here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. She's gonna let that feeling go through the mind link so everybody can get a sense of what she's sensing.
Yes, probably the bones.
Probably an egg.
Corpse, dragon.
Torching it would be enough.
Still burning works on everything, man.
We also just have a subject matter expert, probably. Let me give this a shot here. Thanks, Benji. Nakwaka? What do you think, buddy?
Nahuatl.
He gives you a very confused look. You tried.
He's looking at the oldest, whitest man that might be alive in the apocalypse.
Yeah.
He tried.
I feel like even Olathe kind of turns a little bit and just kind of looks at him like, the fuck was that?
Well, it appears before you got here there was some dark creature, I assume, that you dispatched said creature?
Yes.
Yeah.
If I had to guess, this was its nest.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Nests are usually for one explicit purpose. I cannot
say. Are we killing a baby?
I have seen anything.
Yes.
Quite like this.
Yes.
Probably an unborn one.
Is this one of those things?
I was raised Catholic.
Then you don't have to.
I'm sorry, Chris. I missed what you were saying there.
Is this one of those things you were talking about being able to purify by chance?
The creature or creatures within? Unlikely. My fallen kin are another matter. I can dispel the taint that they place on these waters. That is the purpose my people were given. But as for purifying these creatures to another purpose, that is not my purpose. It is likely that they should just be destroyed.
All right. Throwing, we shall go.
I have an Elaine question.
Mm-hmm.
With entropy 4, it's probably not enough, but would we be able to shift its alignment from heavily worm tainted to, I don't know, like wilder?
To be fair, we also haven't seen it yet.
That's fair.
Let's find out what nightmare we're dealing with before we figure out how we're healing it.
Yeah.
It's just unfertilized eggs.
Get fertilizing, boys.
Worst omelet ever.
We've been this stressed about, like, are we ending life or not, and it's just unfertilized eggs while this snake thing waited for a mate to show up.
Here's the problem. If we wait too long, the mate shows up.
Yeah. Whatever, let's make an omelet.
Worst omelet ever, I'm saying it.
super hell omelet.
Finally, cast iron stomach pays off.
We are not letting Jesse eat that.
Okay.
That's how you get worms. The tummy kind.
I already had worms. The bad kind.
There's a good kind. It could
be worse.
So are we climbing over the pile of bones, or what are we doing here?
Has my forces effect worn off?
Yes.
Then I'm casting a new forces effect. I ain't touching that fucking thing.
I don't know. Are the bones themselves a source of entropy?
Mildly, kind of background.
Would I be unreasonable to believe they're, like, not gonna hurt me just by climbing on them?
Yeah, no, you would be fine to just climb over them.
Yeah, while so-and-so is casting a spell, I'm gonna be shambling up as an old man.
Forces just gonna two.
Help him if he needs it.
Going up, because Olathe's not touching that shit.
It's taken. The help is taken.
Yeah, Jesse's gonna help turn it.
Olathe doesn't have the spirit or entropy to unfuck herself if something happens. And she's aware of it.
Yeah, like, if you took some of these bones and, like, turned them into an item and kept it on you, it would probably start to mess with you after a while.
Nah, I'm gonna turn them into soup.
The worst glue.
Don't eat evil soup.
Glue.
I'm going to be an evil witch for the rest of the game. Sorry, guys.
Okay. Amazing. Thank you so much for this gift you've given me.
Oh, damn it, Chris.
Witch bones too.
Surprise. You thought Elaine was the only person that was going to bring into a game and have them betray you? Surprise, motherfucker. No. So I guess that would mean Jesse and Tiernan are probably the first to peek over the rim of this pile of bones, followed by Olathe. You do, in fact, spot a clutch of eggs. And by clutch, I mean 20 of them.
Holy shit.
And each of them is roughly large enough to have a whole ass human in them. Like, these are large eggs.
None are hatched?
None are hatched.
Benji.
Mm-hmm.
Light vision, please. JK botch.
Say, I have that up, so while he botches.
What's that put your paradox to, my friend? Three.
Yeah.
That is a 14, so you're good.
What I was looking for was people in those.
Ah. So Tiernan.
And going probably blind or some weird shit.
Yeah, Tiernan does whatever Tiernan does to try and activate life vision. And instead suddenly cannot see the eggs anymore. He can see everything else around him, but the eggs just vanish from his view. They're just gone.
Brutal. I'm going to assume my spell went wrong. This is all out loud. Someone see if there's humans in those, probably.
Again, Olathe is in the air.
I'm also going to get down now, because this feels like a bad place to go blind to certain stuff.
You want a hand? I'm going to give you a hand.
I appreciate it so much. Thank you.
There are not humans in these things. There is some kind of spiritually endowed creature in them, which is via context clues enough to tell you the thing you just killed. Yeah, there's 20 more of them right here in small form.
God.
It's just a baby.
Alright. I'm going to start dealing with this. And that is through the mind link of, yeah, there's 20 more of these. Jesse, I know you'd love to start things on fire. I'm going to be starting the center of this on fire.
Clearly loves helping the elderly.
And Olathe is going to get under lighter and start drawing runes in the air with the flames until she can basically throw a jet of flame directly into these eggs.
Olathe?
Yep.
How close are they to hatching? If we damage them and they're close enough to hatch, they might come out. We might have to do something preemptive.
All right, DM. How close are they to hatching?
A week or so.
Oh, that's probably too close.
Okay, Olathe would know for snakes. How viable are, at least for like a snake, if that gets out a week early, how viable are they? How likely are they to try and breach out and try to do things?
This is more of like an Astoria book question, isn't it?
I mean, Olathe is going from a veterinary perspective. Do you want a medicine roll?
Go for it.
Okay.
Spirit medicine.
Occult medicine. So it'd be wits medicine.
Mm-hmm.
That's a 9. That's a 6. An 8. 9. That's a 10. And that's an 8. What's my diff?
Diff 8.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Okay. If they're anything at all like normal snakes, which is a pretty noticeable leap, snakes typically hatch within like 2 to 2.5 months after being laid.
Mm-hmm.
Or like 1.5 to 2 months. So a week is not a small portion of that. It's not impossible that some of them would be strong enough to act a damn fool if cracked.
Okay, and I guess more important question. I've got life and spirit up. I'm assuming I can see just how developed these things are.
Yeah.
Are they developed enough that if I light them on fire that they'll try and get out?
They might. It's possible.
Here's a little bit of a, you should know this is a vet tech thing. Snakes will just straight up fall asleep if you make them too cold.
Do these follow the same rules, though? These ain't snakes.
Guys, we're missing the obvious and easy answer.
Yeah.
And Chase is gonna push a mental image across the mind link to everyone of a comically oversized brick materializing about 30 feet up and then smashing them all.
I thought it was gonna be Chase playing golf with them.
No.
Equally as no. Fucking Looney Tunes.
But it is definitely just, let's just make a fucking dump truck sized brick and it'll be fine.
Wait, time out. Even easier option. We're like, this island had trees on it, right?
Yeah.
We'll smash it with a hammer!
Is there just a big-ass tree we can chop down towards this?
Not quite.
Damn.
Dead ass always, about giant brick. Honestly. Always,
no magic option when possible.
Could we, this isn't a suggestion Jesse would make.
So the other idea I had was burying them. But
I had a decay idea, life entropy.
I was also just having that idea.
I was just
but Jesse would not have that idea.
Astoria was having that idea.
Would decaying a creature of the worm just bring it closer to maturity in its life cycle?
Maybe.
No, it is still a creature.
I mean, it's life. It's entropy can be unmaking. We can just unmake them enough to have them not be a problem anymore and then crush them.
Who all can do that?
I think Astoria raises her hand.
I need to be able to see them again. You said we had a week, right?
I would rather not rely on that.
I just need this backlash to fade.
Can you see through the mind link?
Yes, he would be able to see them if he outsourced his eyeballs to one of the others.
Yeah, someone
you can borrow my eyes. You can borrow my eyes.
I got specialized.
Oh, you do.
My brand.
That does mean you have to watch, Jesse.
Yeah, well, I gotta help too, so.
I mean, he could also just see through my eyes.
Yeah, I still gotta help, though.
I'm not impartial to the just smash them with a giant rock thing, though. That feels like a way to mitigate backlash.
The question is how much weight they can take?
Yeah, like...
If they can get out...
A point of...
My concern is them escaping into the river, and then we have anywhere from 1 to 20 escaped river monsters that we have to track down as a fun little side quest for later.
Ben, how big are these eggs?
People size.
Big enough that a person in the fetal position could fit in them.
Okay.
And we don't know how fast they are. We know how fast the big guy was. We don't know how fast these guys are.
You knew the big guy was fast as fuck.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Jesse's saying, like, these guys are smaller, they're less heavy, they could be significantly faster. Like, I think that getting them while they're in the shell and then smashing them is probably the route to go.
Alternately, we can just freeze them in time so they can't go anywhere if you don't want to go the entropy route.
I don't know how long we can... How long can I...
I don't know. That's
a point of order. Should we be avoiding doing this in front of Jesse is all I'm after.
I'm going to have to fucking... I've seen worse.
If you have a moral obligation against it, you do not need to put yourself through it. I have cracked.
Jesse's going to look at Chase. You got me?
To be perfectly honest, Jesse, it would probably be healthier for you to just sit this one out and not have that on your conscience.
She's gonna shrug.
I'm assuming you've still been helping him get down, like that was not a short matter.
Jesse?
Yes. Yeah.
You've done a lot of fishy and nature work.
Yeah.
Do you know what you do with an invasive species?
Yeah, that's what I'm willing to try.
This is
gives me more nightmares.
On a far worse scale.
Yeah, no.
This is just probably something we should talk about in a more professional setting at another time. If you are comfortable with doing this at this moment in time, go right ahead. If you are not, then don't do it.
Jesse's going to look down at her hand with confusion. My hand's hot.
Tyrannan's going to put a hand on your shoulder and say... It sounds like you're not sure, and that means you should say no. Also, I need help back up.
Out of character, she just say her hand's hot?
Yeah, she's looking at the mark.
Your god is specifically against the worm.
Okay, we're doing this. Come on, Tannen.
All right, here we go.
Do remember what I said, though, about boundaries. Not meant to follow them blindly.
Oh, yeah, well, if it's the right thing to do and it gives me nightmares, I'll just have Chase wipe it.
Got her.
said it before and I'll say it again. Selling my soul to an unknown power with unknown intentions definitely worked out well for me. Can't stress enough that that's sarcasm, but I'd say let's do this with a sense of urgency, but like, if it's not gonna hatch for a week, we could just take the rest of the day to make a really, really, really big brick.
We also don't know that these necessarily follow a completely normal timeline. I think we have a little time to build this. We could even build it out of dry ice if we wanted to combine the cold and the weight. If anything survives, it definitely won't be happy.
I thought the latest answer was do it with entropy, so there's not a survival chance.
Yeah, I thought we were going to decay them from the inside and then smash.
That's why we're here.
Out of character. We've gone through like 4 plans so far.
Oh, we have. I mean, Entropy Life. Who's that? Raise your hand.
Doria raises her hand.
4 and 2, in that order.
3 and 4.
4 and 2, in that order.
So that's 3 of you. Any amount of material sciences, raise your hand.
Raise.
Doria raises.
Olathe also raises.
You two, then, conjure a brick. We'll turn him into dust. And we'll just do both.
Yeah, you guys get started on that. The rest of us will get started on making a brick. And we'll let it drop when it looks big enough.
Can it be an anvil?
Oh my god, yes.
Please.
Alright.
Suppose that's better than a piano.
Oh, man. Why?
Anvil's got a flat bottom. Oh, that's right, old you didn't cartoons. Watch cartoons.
Yeah, but yeah. I just recently had my... I think I have an idea of how moving parts work now. I think I'm there, and I feel like a piano would be a really good way to stress test this.
Pianos ain't got a flat bottom. You gotta do it upside down if you can
drop it upside down. Yeah, it's fine.
Would you like to watch the original Looney Tunes in my memory one day?
Yes. Alright, let's do this.
Take.
Gonna river re-roll that. And then get 4 successes. Because I don't want a triple botch.
Brutal.
My heart dice. Because my god is involved and my god loves me.
My cat loves me, and that's beyond any god.
I do believe that's... just pushing bad entropy onto these will just be entropy 3, correct? Mr. DM, sorry?
Bless and curse, I believe, is 3.
Yes.
Yeah. Diff 6 with a quint. And a willpower, because I haven't been rolling that hot. Oh, there's all the dice.
4 successes from Jesse at diff 6.
Damn.
5 successes.
I rolled 10s.
5 successes. So that brings us to 9.
I also used 3 quintessence and a willpower. I rolled 4 successes on dice. No, sorry, 5 successes on dice, because that's a 10 that rerolls, and a willpower, so 6.
So 15 successes.
Start making a big piano.
Incredible.
Can this overkill into the bones just turning to dust?
Yeah, I don't want to bring this bone dust.
About 2/3 of the eggs do just disintegrate into dust, and the rest of them don't look great.
Then a piano forms.
So yeah, I had 4 suck. Assuming this is a diff 5.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because that was a 2. Yeah.
We're going with a piano, which would actually be a matter 4. Therefore, diff 7. Chase will provide 2 quintessence to compensate and to say, hey, I'm going to be really extra about this for your trouble.
I guess Olathe will take and use those and keep it at 4 successes.
Yeah. He recognizes roughly how much more difficult it would be to go from a matter 2 effect like we had started with to matter 4 for the piano, because he's not willing to let that piano go. So if you want the quintessence to make it a little easier, help yourself.
Olathe said it and realized after immediately, like as she said it, or like as the thought went through into the mind link, because it just went through her head, like, ah, fuck, he's gonna do that now.
He's gonna do that.
She's not at all surprised that he went extra.
Anyway, have a couple quintessence, keep your difficulties down. That's quite a few successes, it looks like, to make a large piano.
That's just
How many?
I spent willpower about it.
So I'm hoping successes for a giant ass piano.
I am pushing back through the mind link just to chase the original Looney Tunes.
Yeah. That is probably, that would be plenty to create a giant piano that falls from the sky on top of these eggs.
Ooh.
Blang.
Blang, 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 blang. And, yeah. There's some gross-ass squish of exploding eggs that probably definitely splatters over everybody.
Fuck that one, it's still in the air.
Does it stink?
Oh, absolutely. Give me a fucking stamina soak, Div 8.
That's just for Jesse, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Can I get an attempt at a reaction on that one?
Sure.
Okie dokie.
What the fuck? What the fuck?
I think that's two successes. I think I'm okay.
Yeah, you're okay.
Well, I was hoping for an arete for forces two to, you know, barrier and not have that happen to me. Because that's gross, and we learned from last time that that's gross. Is that something I'd have the, I guess, fast casting penalty to do that as a reaction?
Yeah.
Okay, so I rolled a 5, 10, 1, 9. My 10 re-rolled into 10, 10, 10, 8.
Fuck off.
That's ridiculous.
What the hell?
The chase is not, in fact, dirty.
Yeah.
Olathe's gonna move and not be in that shit.
Jesse's gonna heave, but put a fist to her mouth and, like, push it back.
Tiernan's just patting her on the back like, it's okay.
I don't know if you want some kind of roll for that, Ben, or,
you're fine.
Cool. Technically, that dex bonus from earlier still applies, so I'm at, like, dex 7.
Damn.
Amazing.
He's gonna start giving you paradox whenever you say technically.
Actually,
instead.
He will kill my character.
Actually, that probably means you have more pattern bleed, dumbass.
Yeah, if she's using...
I think I said that she was flying because I forgot about that, but like if she has to move enough that she has to move enough for that to apply, she will to not have this shit hit her. Depends on how much I gotta move, I guess.
Man, you guys give Jesse shit for a paradox. Olathe's over here bleeding pattern everywhere.
Jesse doesn't understand what that means. She can shut up.
Well, no, I'm just saying it's hypocritical, you assholes that do know better.
Alrighty.
Well, Olathe's absolutely going to get an earful about that.
Good.
Just not right now.
Well, yeah.
But we're busy right now.
Yeah, there's eggs to scramble.
So yeah, you have a lot of very squished giant eggs and a pile of bones. Those of you with entropic or spirit vision up can see the influence of those spirits and wormish entropy beginning to fade. Not with any great quickness, but the active source of said corruption is gone.
Cool.
Go team.
We did it.
How's our toad friend seem about the events that have just occurred?
He has a bemused grin on his face, kind of standing there with his hands back in his pockets of his hoodie, watching. That was unique. You are very
courageous.
Fist bump.
Hopefully very, very unique and not happening again.
That was great. I'm going to start dropping more pianos on problems.
I don't know what the fuck to tell you, man.
I'm doing that again.
I will absolutely use comical ways to defeat the worm. That is not above me.
Speaking of which, Benji, can I get a willpower for Trickster?
Or Essentialist?
Sure.
Or both?
I will allow one for Trickster.
Okay, just thank you.
Drop a piano on a motherfucker. Also take a point.
Hell yeah, brother!
Woo! Womp!
Take right. a point?
The paradox.
I already liked that.
Oh.
Let me make sure I put that on my sheet so I remember your total.
You know, out of all the lines I've heard, Coyote like that is not generally a favorite.
That's fine.
We need that as a meme on the server.
It's already there. It's Chase liked that.
All right. With that, I think that is where we are going to bring the session to an end. And next week, you guys can finally get the fuck out of Dixon after wrapping up the last couple little things here. And yeah, have
does NXT. My hand still burn?
Everybody. No, actually, it only burned when you were trying to walk away from this situation. You were being encouraged to squish some fucking eggs.
Yep.
Like being burned is encouragement.
It was a tingle.
God has already decided to start pushing you towards evil acts you're uncomfortable with. That didn't take long.